Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One week until the most expensive Thanksgiving on record. We bought our turkey months ago, so I think we'll be okay. Although the bigger issue in the Smith household is Joy has misplaced her Thanksgiving recipes over the move this summer, so it could be a very long week and a very interesting turkey day. We'll see what happens. So today, taking a little bit of a trip down the inspirational, motivational road as we talk about change, an internal thing as we go down deep inside of you and not worry so much about the tips and the tricks and the strategies of what do you want today, but more the mindset and the feeling behind getting what you want today. Something I like to talk about fairly often. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. Let's talk to a client. Hey, it's me, Scott, by the way. Talking to a client today. He goes, you recycle your stuff sometimes, don't you? I said, of course I do. I mean, I've been doing this 15 years. I'm not going to go back and make up brand new stuff every single day. Why would you ever do that? Now, truth be told, when I go down and I do some of the things that I've done before, I always re-record. I always rewrite. I never just put it out there again. There's never a replay. It's always new stuff. And it's all based on new things I've learned. And sometimes I completely flip around on something I may have talked to about 10 years ago. I've grown, I've changed. But the bigger point here is to ask you. Because I believe that there's really two ways of getting what you want in life. First off, figure out what's working for you. That's first thing. And when you figure out what works for you, keep it going. And that's what I'm doing with my content here. I just keep it going. And then I go out and I look for new stuff where I'm growing and changing and add to it. And you should do the same thing. So keep going what you've always had and then look for new ways to get there. Maybe you have a goal off in the future. You need to reverse engineer and think a little bit differently to go after. You don't want to give up everything you have. You'll wear yourself out doing that. And it's not even fair. It's not even fair to the world that you would take something that maybe you worked on for 40, 50 years to walk away from. Some things need to stay alive for a long time. So think about that as you're going through your life today. Usually when I have that conversation with the clients, they're like, yeah, that makes sense. Sure it is. You want calm, cool. You want contentment. You want easy. You want predictable results every single day. That's what you want. And yet you also want that more variety-filled, hey, let's go for it and create something new every single day. And if we have that combination, life is pretty good. Well, I digress. Let's talk about change today, because people have always sought change for themselves, for their life, for the world, always have done that. That's natural in human nature. I don't think it's natural in animals, although it seems to be. So I watch my dogs. They seem to like a little change from time to time. But people certainly do. And we want to see change in a good way. And there's a constant truth. You heard this before. You must change before anything else changes. Now, I don't know if you've ever thought about that and really taken that and said, I must change before this changes. Because usually what happens is we're looking at the world around us and we have to change something out there. It's something external to us. And that's all we think about. How do we get it done? How do I change it? The whole personal development industry has kind of become that. Here's the strategy that you go change the outside world. I have never seen anybody able to do that until they come inside themselves and just take that really long, drunken look in the mirror and say, what the hell are you doing? And decided to make the change from the inside out. That's what has to happen. So if we start the program today, and as we get to the end of this year, and we get into what's going to be, I'm sure, an exciting year next year. Woohoo! Is there something you want in your life? Is there something you feel like you really want to do? And maybe you have just forgotten that you have to make the change in yourself. As a guy who works with a lot of people, a lot of coaching clients, 90% of them, when they arrive on my step and they want to work with me, they have made that realization. They've said, I've tried everything else. I have to change me. So keep that in mind as you're trying to go forward. What inside of you has to change? What mindset has to change? A A lot of intelligent folks really agree with what I'm saying right now. Mahatma Gandhi kind of started the show with us today. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Just walk your talk. Walk who you are. We don't see that these days very much. It's surprising when you do. It's surprising when you find somebody who is just who they are. I'd like to think about 99% of the time, I'm exactly that guy. You wouldn't see me any different if you met me. I will react the same way at Panera Bread or on a podcast. Doesn't matter. I'm going to be the same. I try to be the change, and I'm not very good at it, but I am good at trying. Leo Tolstoy, everyone thinks of changing the world. No one thinks of changing himself, herself, themselves. Like I said, beginning of the show, have you thought about that? Have you gotten to that point? And by the way, it's not in a bad way. It's not in a way like you're, you know, beating yourself up. It's just that the end of the roadway, like, you know what? I guess I got to change and it's okay. You'll change when you wear yourself out. You will. If you're not getting the results you want, ultimately what's going to happen is you're going to stand in front of that mirror like I did with a bottle of wine and go, what are you doing, dummy? And just accept. It's a long time ago, by the way. Very, very long. The whole reason for this business. Long time ago. Ultimately, you're going to do that. What are you thinking about today when it comes to changing yourself? Trying to change your wife, trying to change your boss, trying to change your kids. It's all you. Nobody's coming to save you, and you're not going to save the world unless you save yourself. That's right. Nobody's going to save you. You're on your own. So what has to change to give you a chance to get what you want? It's got to be something in there. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying there's got to be something in there. There always is. How do I know that? Because I know you're alive to grow. I know that. I know life changes every single day. And what was perfect yesterday, likely today is not. What about Einstein? The world as we have created is a process of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking. I do two things. I spend a lot of time paying attention to how I think. And I spend a lot of time protecting how I think. I'm very, very careful of letting other people inside my head. It's okay. They can talk to me. I like to learn. I like to study. But I understand it's all about thinking. It's a process of our thinking. And therefore, if it's a process that I deem worthy, it's going to make me change, then I'm going to adopt it and take it. And if not, I'm going to toss it out. Do you want to change something today, tomorrow, in the future? You must change before anything else changes. It has to. It's a good time of the year to start thinking that way. Have you learned lessons from past? Have you already changed because of that? And is the future better because of it? Rumi said, yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise, so I am changing myself. Oh, a little pattern going on here, huh? I said something a minute ago, that nobody's coming to save you, nobody's coming to help you. I mean that in a really positive way. It's a bit of accountability, a bit of responsibility. When you just realize that, okay, I'm on my own. Even though you got friends, you got family, you have all the support you think you need, but nobody's going to give you what you want. You have to be wise enough to change yourself to go after it. If tomorrow you want to be better than today and yesterday, then something has to change, right? That something is you. If you want to make more money, serve more, do you want to be happier? Do you want to live a life that is well-lived? Something has to change today to make that happen. It's pretty simple stuff when you really think about it, huh? What if you want everything about your life to be perfect? Listen to Winston Churchill. To improve is to change. To be perfect is to change often. I'm not saying change your colors every single day. Like I said, lock in the things that are working for you and then look at the things that need to be adapted, be adjusted, be changed, and make sure they get changed a little bit every single day. And what happens after a lot of days of doing that? Well, whatever you set out looking for, a month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, whatever you set out looking for suddenly is in your world and people are saying, how did you get that? And you said, well, every single day I changed just a little bit. I simply looked at the end goal and said, okay, what do I have to do to be able to get there? And it's usually me that's in my way. So what do I have to do to get there? I love this time of year. And I'm not a big goal, New Year's resolution kind of guy. Not really at all. I'm a couple of big goals for a very long period of time kind of guy. But I love getting this mindset of just pure and simply accepting that whatever is not going the way I want it to go in my world, it's completely up to me to change it. In fact, it's the only way it ever happens. And you too. Give it a shot. You probably already are. I don't want to say you're not. But try it today. Again, I'll see you tomorrow.